What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to the Saturday broadcast of Psychic View. If y'all were tuned in yesterday, you're discovering that I am moving the program to Saturday. So for the next few weeks, I'll be doing the program on Fridays and Saturdays, just to let everybody know that I'm moving the program to Saturdays moving forward. Just seems to have a better response, and people are hanging out having their coffee, and maybe they've gone out for their morning walk, and it just seems to be kind of a fun thing to tune into while they're doing their Saturday morning routine. So over the next few weeks, you'll be seeing me do the program on Fridays and Saturdays to ultimately move the program to Saturdays. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 781 area code. Hello, 781. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
My question is, I want to start giving readings, and I just wanted some advice for how you started or any advice for someone who wants to start.
So that sounds like a full reading to me, but okay. I'll just give you the short version of that. You just have to decide you want to do it.
Okay.
I mean, you just have to decide you want to do it. Now, in Las Vegas, in order to do this legally in Las Vegas, you have to get what's called a psychic arts license, which means you have to go through a criminal background investigation to actually do this legally, all right? And then from there, you build it from there. But I started out way back in the day charging a very minimum amount for a reading. And now I charge about what people pay to have a massage on the strip. And I'm not the right reader for everybody. So I will give you my 3 points of success. Are you ready, Laura?
Yeah, I'm going to write them down.
All right, okay, because this applies to any industry. But I think it especially applies to this one. Okay, the first is you say to yourself, nobody does what I do the way I do it. That's the first one. Second one is people that are meant to find me will find me. And the last one is all I have to do is respond. Or all I have to do is pay attention, either one. Kind of, they're interchangeable there. But I would have to say, if I could give you just those 3 points to think about, is that's how you become a success doing this. So I hope that helps, Laura.
It does. Thank you.
All right. All right. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to the 361 area code. Hello, 361. Who's this? Hold on. Let me get him on the air. Hang on. Computer's doing slow things here. Oh, 361... I wonder if I hung up on them up by accident. Oh, well, maybe they'll call back. All right, I'm going to go to area code 919. Hello, 919. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. My name is Janet. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Janet. I'm good. What's your question for me?
This is the first time I've called in. Can you tell me anything that what I have for me in my future?
Well, that sounds like a full reading to me. But because this is the first time you called in, I do the program for a specific question. So asking me what the future holds for me is something that I'm probably going to spend at least a half hour with you on. Whereas
okay.
if you ask me a specific question about a specific subject, if something comes up, all else comes up beside your question, I'll give it to you. But mostly this is to show folks that kind of know what I'm doing.
Right. Well, I went through losing my husband about a year ago, and I'm just really
so sorry.
Kind of stuck. You know, I'm very stuck. Thank you.
So, you know, your husband is your soulmate, and there's a reason why
yes.
you feel still stuck on that, all right? The thing is that there's a part of you that wrongfully, in my opinion, feels guilty about moving on with your life. That it's easier mm-hmm. for you to sort of just extract yourself from people and things. It's just easier because you don't want to explain yourself. You don't want to have to talk about how mm-hmm. uncomfortable this is for you. It's like all the way around, this is talking about how you're just not giving yourself permission to live. So here's the interesting thing.
That's it. I don't feel like living. That's just it because I, honest to goodness, Mom, I feel like my part of my soul is gone. I mean, I feel like I'm literally dying inside.
So here's, first of all, I hope you're talking to somebody professional about counseling and therapy because these are normal
feelings.
I've
went through that and none of that's helped. I've went through it for
okay.
months.
So I'm going to give you a slightly different perspective, and I do think it's interesting that you have no problem calling a worldwide radio show to actually talk about this. But here's my thought for you. I think part of the reason why you're having a reluctance to connect with life again is because you think that your husband is gone, and he's not. He's there,
well,
right with you.
Well,
okay, let me finish my thought. Hold on. Up. Look, Janet, you called me. Let me finish my thought, okay? Because when people interrupt me and I'm on a roll, then you don't get all this extra time. So just let me get on a roll
okay.
here, okay? Here's my roll.
Okay.
He is right there with you. There's no question in my mind that he's right there with you. One of the things that I would do is I would get a book on lucid dreaming, L-U-C-I-D, lucid dreaming, all right? Because
okay.
the whole reason that you think that you can't give yourself permission to move forward again, because you're still here for a reason, my friend. There's a reason you're still here. There's a reason you didn't go at the same time he did. You still got shit to do, all right? So the reason I'm telling you this is that you get the book on lucid dreaming, you train yourself how to become aware in your dreaming state, all right? Then you can
okay.
call your husband to you in that dreaming state and have a dialogue with him, okay?
Right.
But
okay.
what it says here is that it's like you've gotten, bless your little heart, stubborn about how you want to do things moving forward, when in fact spirit is trying to nudge you and give you gifts of an insight into your own intuitive ability.
Yeah. And
all
I
right.
do, I know that I have that because it's almost like I can call to him and I can feel him and I know he's right here.
Right. So what it's saying is that you're supposed to do something not today, but sometime soon, you're supposed to do something with this loss, because the most horrible loss is losing your partner. That's the most horrible loss, right up there with losing your child.
So all
I'm trying to tell you is that there, he's trying to communicate with you. You need to create the path for that to happen. And according to this, you will be creating the path for that to happen. So here in just a couple minutes on the radio, that's my gift to you. I want you to look up books on lucid dreaming and learn how to do that.
Okay.
Because as soon as you connect with your husband, then you'll know what to do next. So I hope that helps. All right. Thanks for your call.
Mama.
See you later.
Thank you so
much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Tim calling from New York. My name is Tim calling from New York. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi, Tim. What's your question for me?
Oh, my question is just if there's any messages from Spirit regarding the abundance that I'm working on bringing in. I've been setting my intentions at night, doing a little meditation, asking for the guys to assist. I'm assuming they're hearing me. I'm trying to pay attention to dreams. I don't really remember them yet, but if there's any messages, tips, I appreciate it.
So usually the global question of does Spirit have anything to tell me is a full reading. But what I will do is I will concentrate on the fact that you want to draw money to you. Let me just concentrate on that question.
Sure. Yeah,
because that's really the upshot of what you just asked me. So here's what it's saying. Is that in order for you to draw money to you, it's not about sitting in the living room and imagining piles of gold and money around you. It's about you actually doing something that taps into your spiritual energy and what you really want to do moving forward, all right? So, what are you doing? I'm hearing water or some sort of rustling.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, if you just sit still for a second, that would be super helpful to me. So what it's saying is that you have this huge creative energy here, and that part of what you're discovering right now is part of the creative energy, all right? But what it's saying is that it's not about just imagining how things are going to change. It's actually about participating in how things are going to change. So if I were to tell you a couple of cards that I want you to think about, I want you to look up these cards on the internet. The big major card that you have in your reading is a card called Creativity in my deck, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. In traditional tarot, it's a card called the Empress. All right, the Empress is a woman that experiences the full energy of life. So it's creative. It's connecting with Mother Earth. It's deciding that you're going to produce and give love and send it out there, but actively participate in it. It's not a thought process. So it is actively participating in a total commitment to what you want to do moving forward. So let me fast forward for you. When you get to the point where there actually is no worry about money in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I tell people when they go, okay, well, why do you want a whole bunch of money? And if they go, well, to help people, I'm going to help people if I get a whole bunch of money. Well, then why aren't you doing it now? All right? So I guess my point is that if there's anything you're going to do because it's a means to another end, what I'm getting is that you should be doing that now, and that part of the wealth being attracted to you is by you participating in the thing you would do if you didn't worry about money. Because, see, I see here the card of the artist, the writer, the performer, the amazing cook, the actor. I see that card here. That's also part of the Empress. Right? Or the creativity card in my deck. It means that you participate in the thing that you would love to do as if you already had the wealth that you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, because the biggest thing that you're not doing is jumping in with both feet to help. And as soon as you jump in with both feet to help, then you will be put in the path of the next thing you're supposed to do that draws you money.
Got it.
So, all right. Thanks for the call, Tim.
Thanks very much. I appreciate
See you later.
It.
Okay, bye. I've got somebody here. Oh, another 917 call. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. How are you?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Terry. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Terry. What's your question?
Okay. Just wanted to see what you see in regards to a new job around finance anytime after the new
year. Let's talk about the new job, because the new job is going to bring you more money. Okay? So let's not bleed it over into the fact that the whole purpose of getting the new job is to actually make more money. All right? But the bigger purpose of the new job, besides making more money, is to do something that's actually a little bit more aligned with what you really want to do with your life just in general. Do you see what I mean? So here's
exactly.
The thing. I got to point this dude out because he's right smack in the middle of your cards. There's a guy here I don't like. He's got a huge ego. He's got a bad temper. I don't know if this is somebody you work with or somebody that you're romantically involved with. Who's this guy?
I'm not romantically involved with anyone right now.
All right.
I'm putting my love life in.
Okay, mm-hmm. Hold on. There's a guy right smack in the middle of your cards. So I don't know if this is a love life thing or someone you work with, but I don't like this guy. He's got a temper. He's got a big ego. He thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. Who is this guy?
I don't know. I pick up on energy too. That's if I take this particular position, because I wasn't. Yeah, I don't know. It would be someone that would be interested in trying to date me, but no, he's
okay.
A bit off.
Then here's the thing: the big red flag that I'm getting in your cards is watch out for a guy that's all ego with no substance. Okay, just watch out for that guy, because what I'm seeing here is I do see a new job being presented to you in October. And it's by you reaching out to someone you used to work with. So here's what I would do if I were you, Terry, is I would jump on my LinkedIn profile. I would beef it up with everything that I've ever done ever on any of my job descriptions. So if you helped with an employee event, put event coordination. Do you see what I'm saying? That you're,
mm-hmm.
you're going to go in your job description and you're going to – here's what I would do is I would take – my job description now, and I would jump on the internet and see how other people are describing my job right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would add that to my LinkedIn profile. Then on my LinkedIn profile, I would connect with anyone I have ever breathed on my LinkedIn profile. I would also connect with anyone that I've ever worked with in the past to call them up and say, hey, it's me, Terry. You know, I noticed that you're working at XYZ company. How do you like it there? And you let them tell you or sell to you how much they like the job, all right? Then you ask, well, gee, you know, I have the skill set that would align with that. Do you think you could help me get an interview? But according to this, there's job change coming for you by the end of October, specifically because you're in the vibration right now, Terry, of taking your happiness seriously. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it's saying that it requires action on your part. But I want you to watch out. There's this you will interview with several places. I want you to watch out for the guy that you get the vibe that he's all ego and no substance. Cuz
okay.
That's not the guy I want you to work for.
No, not even. Okay.
No.
I'm
telling you that mm-hmm. there's it could be that part of the reason you're dismissing potential fellas for dating is because you're picking that up on certain guys. But what I'm getting with you is that I don't want you to have someone like that that's connected with your job at all that has this kind of mojo, because that's not going to help you, because you're in the vibration right now of taking your happiness seriously, and it's time to connect with anyone that you've ever worked with in the past that can help you get the next job. You see?
Yes. Okay, I definitely see. Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank
you. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
All right, bye. All right, and I've got somebody. Oh, let me get that off. Hold on, it's taking a second. All right, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, and I'm going to go to area code 775. Hello, 775. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Wendy from California.
Oh, hi, Wendy. What's your question?
I am incredibly proud of how I helped my friends connect to a powerful attorney. And now I have an appointment with him at 4. His name is Eric. What's going to happen at 4 on Monday? Is he going to contingency represent me or refer me to somebody else?
So here's the interesting thing, is that I'm actually glad that you're meeting with him, because should he decide to take on your case, he's going to actually hit them really from all angles that they basically have discriminated against you at your job, all right? So what it's saying is that you're going to get some financial reward. You're not going to have to go back to work there, and you can finally settle this. But here's my bigger question for you, Wendy. Once this is settled and you don't have to go to work there anymore, what are you going to do with your life?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm asking you that question.
I have a gift of art. I'm an artist. And I love to help people.
Okay, because here's the thing. What it's saying here is that you've had yourself so caught up in how this job's been unfair to you, that you haven't been doing either one of those things.
Exactly.
No, but you should be doing them now, whether the job issue is on the table or not. And so you can still do your artwork. You can still find a way to help people, whether that's, and that could just be over the phone. But what I'm trying to tell you is that it says here that you have to start acting as though you don't actually have to go back to that job moving forward. But do I think this meeting on Monday with this attorney is going to go well? Yes. If nothing else, this man's going to give you the truth.
Mona, with your permission, I'm going to send you an email about this man. He is incredible.
Oh, no, I believe you. I believe you. It's just a question of him deciding, because the only way he's going to take your case is if he can win.
Right.
Okay. So, see, here's the thing, is that I have a lot of clients that call me about some of the bullshit that they went through at work, all right? And you're one of the people that have called about some of the bullshit that you've been through at work. The thing is that you have to take whatever his advice is. I want you to take it as the truth and how you're going to act moving forward. If he takes your case on contingency, then you're going to get a chunk of money, because he wouldn't take the case otherwise. But if on the chance that he says, you know, I'm sorry, Wendy, I just don't really see you have a case, then you may have to decide that it's time for you to, well, okay, I can't work there anymore. It's too stressful for me to work there. I think I need to find a way to leave. So then you ask him, would you write a letter on your behalf, basically listing your my complaints, and see how they respond.
Okay.
Because thing is that, because here's the thing, the friend that you referred to might have a stronger case than yours.
Right.
See, you've got lots of elements in your case. You have the element of age discrimination connected with your job, but then you also have the other attorney that, you know, sent you to a specific physician to basically get evidence that there was a medical issue with you regarding the car accident. So there's a lot of pieces connected with your case, Wendy. So whatever this attorney says, if he says that he's not going to take the case, then you can ask him the question, would you write a letter to my employers listing out my complaints and see if they respond? Because and he would do that on contingency because it's only a letter.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
But I want you to be somewhat prepared for him to say something like, gee, Wendy, I'm just not sure you have a case. Because the other employer can come back by saying, well, you know, we changed instructors for Wendy. We gave Wendy every chance to learn the computer system. Wendy had a hard time learning the computer system. We tried to help her. Then she got sick. Do you see, their perspective is going to be just as strong a pushback as what you want to present. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I would, if for whatever reason he decides not to take the case, then I want you to say, would you write a letter? Would you write a letter?
Well, there's some medical negligence from a few years ago that I'm going to talk to him about.
Okay, but I understand that. And one of the things that we've talked about before, and one of the biggest challenges that employers have is hiring people that are over a certain age, specifically because what's happened with you.
Right, I understand.
Right. So I'm just telling you, yes, there's discrimination here. Don't get me wrong. But you know, they may have a whole team of attorneys. And even though this guy's good, maybe a letter is all you need to have sent to get a chunk of money so you can officially take Social Security and retire.
Right. I think I'm
all right,
more
my
interested
friend,
in
I gotta
the
go.
Medical negligence.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so
See you
much.
Later. Okay, bye.
Thanks a million.
Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.